Alyssa and Justin here. And Justin put something interesting on Facebook just moments ago about a daughter who is going through, first of all, I'm sorry that you lost your mom, but there's an issue with the will.
Yes. So she has a problem. It's a moral dilemma because obviously her parents, well, told her that they don't want her to share the money. They cut her brother out of the will and they cut him out for whatever reason. She didn't tell us. And she likes her brother and she wants to help her brother out. And they left everything to her. And she wants to know, should she respect her parents' wishes or should she do what she feels is right?
Right. And it's difficult for me to comment on this because my parents could never freeze any of us out. All three of us would get equal parts. But I'm putting myself in her shoes and I could never watch my brother struggle if I had the means to help him. So maybe this is bad advice, but I think I would give my brother, not maybe half, depending on what he's up to, if he has addiction issues and he can't handle it, at least help him with medical bills or housing or something. I would not be able to let them just dangle in the wind without any help. And dear listener, I'm sure your parents, part of the reason they treasure you so much as a child is that you have a good heart. Follow your heart. And if they left it to you, that is your money now. You can do what you want with it. Maybe that's bad advice. What do you think?
Yeah. Other than addiction, because I've had to deal with that in my family. We had a gambler in our family and he kept calling and asking people for money. And sure. I went and made sure that everybody knew he was a gambler. And it's like the only way to stop a gambler is to make him hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
So unless there's some sort of addiction, yeah, do what you feel is right. But again, your parents, whatever you believe in, but your parents are gone. They're never going to know. Do what you feel. You're the one who has to live with it.
What do the commenters say on Facebook for the most part? Is there a general consensus where it's...
The most part is help him out.
Okay.
Unless that, which a lot of people say, unless there's some form of addiction. And some of the cool ones is like set up a trust so that he can't blow it all and go out and spend it. Even if he has an addiction, he can't blow it all.
And there are ways you can help people if they have an addiction. Offer to pay for rehab. Offer to pay, like I said, for housing or bills or something. But don't just give them straight up cash. That's not good.
Yeah.
But and there are ways around it.
Absolutely. And Patty said it best. Whatever your brother has done to them, it's always best to forgive. So you have to do what you feel is best.
Patty. Are you Yoda? Those are the wisest words. You're right, though. You have to forgive people and life goes on. And whatever went on with your brother and your parents, that's got nothing to do with you. You love your brother and you obviously want to help him. So I do think follow your heart.
Yeah, it's always best because you're the one now that has to live with it. And if you're like sad and it's going to make you sad or it's going to hurt you in any way, that knowing that your brother is suffering, then Rebecca, I think you should help him out.
Especially if that's your only brother. That's your family now. That is, if you want your family to continue, you don't want that rift there. I mean, bring him closer to you and maybe you can build a new foundation and help him and make a positive family going forward. Joanne is calling in. And Joanne, have you been through something similar or you wanted to share some insight?
No, I just wanted to say that, you know, especially if you're Catholic, materialistic things are meaningless, especially after you've passed. And, you know, people make mistakes in this life, too. So, you know, right now where they are, they could be sorry they chose to say that. And it's no longer important to them what you do with anything.
Yes, that is so true.
So morally, she should not feel bad.
I'm so glad you said that because you're right. Depending on your belief, I get why she might feel bad, but I just could not watch my brothers struggle and not help them. So you make a really good point. She's here. And, they are not.
And like you said, you dole it out in small doses if he has issues.
Right. Joanne, thank you for calling. You're so sweet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hope you have a great day.
On the text lines, I am a mom of two. I left one kid out of my will because he was stealing and stuff.
Oof.
I mean, I don't think my other child will give him any, but it's hers to do what she wants.
And the final thing she said, I think, is what we need to focus on. Now it's hers to do with what she wants, how she wishes.
Yep. I know my mom would have cut my older brother out of the will if she had anything to leave, which she didn't.
Really?
And I tried to help him in the past and you know, I sent him thousands of dollars and he just didn't do the right things with it. And
wow.
I would
but
not-
as a sibling, you tried to help. And it's up to you when you decide that tough love, it has to come into play and you're just done helping somebody. But that's up to you.
That's right. I'll never help him again. It doesn't matter what he's going through.
Yeah.
He's done. He's cut off.
So we landed basically a lot of us on the same solution because, listener, the fact that it's on your heart so much that you messaged, you should help him. You should help him because I can tell that's what you want to do. And it is your money now. It's your assets. Good luck to you. And please do keep us posted and feel free to check back in whenever. Whenever people message us and we talk about their lives or we talk to them, I always feel connected and I wonder if they're okay and they wound up okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely need a follow-up, Rebecca.
Yes.
So please send us a follow-up and let us know how it made you feel.